over to the PA system right now as they take over to introduce some of these previous state qualifiers and state winners. Once again tonight, everyone, we celebrate 50 years of Albia Wrestling. This 2013 season marks the 50th anniversary of Albia Bleeding Wrestling here in Albia, and tonight we'd like to take a moment to commemorate the historic milestone. Since 1964, the Blue Demons have created a remarkable tradition in the sport of wrestling. Our first head coach, Charles Chief Morton, began his journey, this journey that led us to today and was the architect of what is before this evening. In 1974, Coach Morton led Steve Kuhn to Albia's first ever state medal. From there, he went on to coach 10 more wrestlers at the state tournament and placed three wrestlers in the top six. Currently, a new state-of-the-art wrestling facility is named in his honor. Jerry Mason, who coached the Blue Demons from 1974 to 1990, followed Morton's tenure. Mason led the Blue Demons to back-to-back conference and district championships during the 1984 and 85 seasons and coached the most decorated team in school history as the 1985 team placed sixth at the state tournament. In all, Mason coached 22 state qualifiers with seven wrestlers bringing home medals. Mike Murphy stepped in for a few years following Coach Mason. Murphy coached from 1990 to 1995. During that time, Coach Murphy coached six wrestlers to the state tournament, with four of them going on to place in the top six. Kelly Wolf followed Coach Murphy in 1995 and wrapped up his coaching career in Albia in 2007. During those 10 years, Coach Wolf sent 10 or 20 wrestlers to the state wrestling tournament and brought home five medals, including a state championship by Nick Pickrell in 2005, who is now a member of the Albia coaching staff. And that leads us to today. Dave Winger, the current head coach and a former wrestler of Coach Mason's 1985 team, took over for Wolf in 2007. Since then, Coach Winger has 21 state wrestlers while capturing 12 state medals, including three state runner-ups. In all, Albia has sent 80 wrestlers on to compete at the state tournament, with 32 of those wrestlers bringing home state medals in our 50 years of wrestling. Now we'd like to recognize some of those familiar names, those historic names, some men who have been a part of this 50 years of outstanding wrestling at Albia High School. I'll have them step forward as I mention their name. Jim Angrin, the class of 1989, is a two-time state finisher in 1988. He's finished second place, followed up by a third place finish in 1989, Jim Angrin. Steve Bunch from the class of 81, a qualifier in 1980 and 1981. Kevin Bunch, class of 1983, a state qualifier in 1981. From the class of 1986, a four-time state place finisher, finishing fifth and second twice at state, along with a third place finish, 1986 classmate Dan Sinnott. From the class of from 2004, Ryan Ammons, an eighth place finisher. Also qualifying in 2004, Nate Ammons. 1998 state qualifier, Jeremy Bricker. Sixth place finisher in 1976, Francis Bricker. From the legendary class of 1988, my class, 1985 qualifier, Troy Folkerts. A two-time state qualifier in 1999 and 2000, Tom Pickrell. 1994 state qualifier, Kevin Pickrell. A four-time state place finisher, including two state championships, 2006, Nick Pickrell. A three-time state qualifier and three-time state place winner, Shadow Leshen. Two-time state qualifier, Brett Leshen. A fifth-place state finisher, Bryce Leshen. Two-time state qualifier, Dalton Folkers. Two-time place winner, finishing sixth and second, in dramatic style, Slater Poe. Two-time state finisher, place winner, fourth and sixth, Dakota Poe. State qualifier, Caleb White. A two-time qualifier and a fifth-place finisher, Griffin Osing. And a big congratulations to all who have had a part of 50 years of Albion Wrestling. Let's give a big congratulations to the state qualifier and finishers. We'll take a quick timeout. Come back. You're listening to Blue Demon Wrestling on your sports leader, KIIC.
Hello, farmers. Prepay fertilizer, seed, and chemical season is on.